Amjomomai and Tinasi. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And then the first time, my virgin, how to me, I'm a radish ramo. Amen.
Amen.
Ah, Namikas, a radish ramo, come in. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to be here today. Mijina Yavapa Anemu, at the right time we will introduce him. But our new district minister, Reverend Dr. Nana Yao Amponsan, Papa, I take your authority and I stand in your shoes as I speak the word of God to the church. Papa Yosin, God bless you so much for hooking me up. Min you should be that entia media manu se ana. Yeah, not just me. One of them three. Amen. Yet a radiacy, yet a radiacy, yet a radiacy. Wonsan wa chu mani nara. The Lord has been good. Many Nara. Send on Yami, I have Yama, my enemy to Sajumi, sir. This morning, you didn't know how you were going to wake up. I know what the Lord has done. I know what the Lord is going to do. I know what the Lord has spoken concerning you, concerning the church, that it shall come to pass. So we have every cause to shout for joy. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you so much, O God, for this wonderful time to come before thee. Lord, we are here before you, O God. We pray in the name of Jesus, O God, that let us hear your word. Let us, O God, have the energy, O God, to shout for joy always. Today, speak into our hearts, speak into our minds, speak into our souls, O God. That every point in time, O Lord, of our lives, we shall shout for joy, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Grant us, O God, an opportunity today to shout for joy In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. And then Asama. Onyankopɔn na mpanyifoɔ so de adom yɛnɛ yi ɛno na makan shout for joy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Baba mpakya ne sɛ wobɛma yɛkwan ne ateam. Yɛbɛteam. Ɛwɔ Yesu din mu. Hallelujah. Shout for joy. Tiamu ma Awurade kasa Awurade me daase o. Let this be your joy. Let this be your shout. Give the Lord a shout in the name of Jesus. As a Mount Zion for Namuni, I never had yet. Oh, give the Lord a shout. Shout for joy. Shout for joy in the name of Jesus. Yes, Sudima. Hallelujah. Shouting can be good or bad depending on where and who, where you are shouting at and whom, to whom you are shouting at. I would say one of the places I love so much is a stadium. Me pebo papa. And ya smok me so aminimbo. E asemo. Ba me di anti. Eric sa o. A me di anti boy ya me de. Because a me di ani ana stadium ni. So we love to go to the stadium. So the stadium is one of the places I love to go. Adenti. And ana me pe stadium. If we say stadium unkwa na abeti mi ati emu. O bi anti min kanchiro sa wuye dede. Yet me Tiamusa. Now Rahusama woman said, in Tiamunina, Nipamianu, and then Tiamuno, a target woman, referee, any prayer, one money, and now but 1 pound kakra, Yabetium. Now Cassia Pani, the Anna referees, no snare. Hallelujah. Now your master Chabi Wamas, the friend of Manchester. Young one, you need a friend of Manchester. I know they are making cover. Now, Yako Stadium, Yabobo, the city Chaniti and Tum. Now, the ref Finn who saw Tientum, but the students in Tum. Natim did ye pa. Oh, free referees, Musa. Oh, free Musa. If you're done in any no who said, hey, so the students, hey, Makan, Makan. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And one of my sad stories about the stadium was when Kotokoni has Amedia, you were your sport near there. Now, yet, Tihona, yet, go up, but that day, no, just a Joe Debrantina, we call Park Sadano. That time there, Joe Debranisha Mukwe, San Tokana, and there was no. It's Joe Debrantina, we call it. Now, my already said, Joe Debrasha Goa, I will celebrate, met him. Now, Papa Namitin in channel. It was so close, so tight, sir. And Pastor Joe shall go. No, say, no, or no, but sorry, no, didn't see my pump. And no, sorry, intimidating. I'm saying, Papa, what happened? And so still, Miss Sorry, I cry, I'm saying, oh, it's not going to cross any saying. If it's a man, hallelujah. Amy McGrady, of the founder of Positive Parenting Solutions, said that. She has worked with a lot of parents. And now it looks as if that the new trend of parenting, apart from resorting to reminding, nagging, time out, and all those things, the new trend of parenting is shouting, screaming at our children. It is becoming the new strategy. That seems like working. When they are angry, they raise their voice. And then after that, we feel guilty about it. Hallelujah. But today we are permitted to shout, not at referees or our children, but to shout for joy. Hallelujah. Joy is very important in our lives and our Christian journey. Joy is so good. Joy One is here. Hallelujah. She's joy one. Hallelujah. The basic definition of joy is a lasting emotion that comes from trusting God to fulfill his promises. And it's a would you say, dear, what can't follow?
Ninina, I don't know. And yet, for our talk, and yet, down for our talk, but trusting God that irrespective of the situation surrounding me, what God has said about me will surely come to pass. That is joy. Hallelujah. So I give you another chance. Shout for joy. Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Joy is the fruit of the Spirit. We know that. Galatians chapter 6, verse 22. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit. And it, as you exercise joy, you are exercising the fruit of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Joy is a benefit of following Jesus Christ. So would the Jesus Christ to a chinkwan now find us out crying wa jinkwa. It is a benefit that you get in the name of Jesus. But the thing is that joy is a choice. You choose to have joy, or you choose not to. Joy is a Christian mindset. So a Christian to have joy should be your mindset. Joy is a fruit of your faith. Ayaba would dia. If I would jidye. Hallelujah. Joy is your honest response to God. Hallelujah. It is your honest response to God. Happiness is temporal. Joy is eternal. Hallelujah. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said happiness is temporal. Joy is eternal. The kind of nijia no, and yen nijia, because you hear chino, chini ya hosepe, unhosepe o kakra na se wenyeji, is temporal. O china na raho. But joy is eternal. Se o how mo, amanye mo, and nijia pisha wakumemu, hallelujah. Because who nim se, the radia kan, who nim se, who nyame pia wosum no. We serve a God of sound. So God is not afraid of your shout. God will not tell you that you are making noise. Hallelujah. This is why the second coming of God, of Christ, is going to be preceded by a shout. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. The second coming of Christ is going to be preceded by a shout of joy, a shout of praise, and a sound of trumpets. Hallelujah. It says, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of angels and the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Hallelujah. That shout of joy will bring everything that is dead in your life back to life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Me say, so would you need jet siamu kasatra radia? Jesus Christ in the name of. So when you shout for joy in praise, you are establishing certain factors in the name of Jesus. When you shout for joy in praise, you are establishing the fact that God is worthy of your praise. Hallelujah. And that's what the theme is telling us. So God is worthy of your praise. Ewurade fata se oji ayeye bi firi wo. Ewurade fata se oji nase bi firi wo. Hallelujah. Paul and Silas, my brother Junior, if you can do this for me. Paul and Silas were stripped, beaten, placed in stocks in the inner cell. These stocks were made of two balls joined with iron clamps, leaving holes just big enough for ankles right there. The prisoner's legs were placed across the lower board, and the upper board were closed over them. Sometimes, as in the case of Paul and Silas, the wrists and ankles were placed in the stocks. Paul and Silas were put in the stocks designed for holding the most dangerous prisoners in absolute security. Look at the situation in which they found themselves. Hallelujah. Despite the situation that they found themselves, they praised God. They prayed. They sang songs of praise, and other prisoners listened. And as they praised God, what happened? There was an earthquake in the name of Jesus. Something shook up. Your praise is going to cause an earthquake. Your shout of joy is going to cause an earthquake. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want you to shout for joy so that we will see, we will feel an earthquake. In the mighty name of Jesus, they shouted for joy. In the mighty name of Jesus, they didn't care about the stocks in which their hands and their feet were in. They didn't care about the chains of God that they have put around them. But they ignored all that, and they looked up to God, the God that they know, the Alpha and the Omega, and they shouted for joy. They sang songs in the name of Jesus. I know so much that Paul and Silas were speaking to you at that time. Now, I do my motto and they said, Yesu me jifo nevo anu mentioe ne. Apunia sase, my God. Apunia swachibo, aswachibo na. Ready for me, say, they kept singing, Famisy, already, Yadi, on the basis of the testimony of Paul and Silas, to tell you that in afflictions, praise God. In persecutions, praise God. In troubles, praise God. In distress, praise God. Are you facing reproach? No, ignore it. Praise God. In pain, praise God. In hardship, don't complain. Praise God. In difficulty, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord in the morning. Praise the Lord in the afternoon. Praise the Lord in the evening. Praise the Lord when you are going to bed. Praise the Lord when you wake up. In the name of Jesus. If you want to access the courts of God, praise Him. Shout for joy. In the name of Jesus. I said, if you want to access the courts of joy, the courts of God, praise Him, shout for joy, because the Bible says that come to His cause with what? Thanksgiving. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So shout for joy. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Already, Papa, you are giving God a statement. The Lord, I know you. I know what you can do. My God. Mama, God bless you, my sister. It is only at the joy, at the door of joy, that breakthroughs are born. Hallelujah. I said, it is only at the doorsteps of joy that breakthroughs are born. If you want to experience breakthroughs, don't look at the situation around you. Grant joy into your heart, grab joy into your heart, and shout for joy in the name of Jesus. And as I said, God is worthy of your praise because he is great. Oye niema kesia kesia. He is majestic. He performs wonders. Oh, his name alone. God deserves the praise because his name alone can do everything. Because the Bible says, at the mention of the name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. So if you don't have any excuse to give God the praise, think about his name. Hallelujah. Mention the name of Jesus and things will begin to shake in the name of Jesus. Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we trust in the name of our Lord God. Amen. God is worthy of honor. Because of God, he's worthy. He's placing in higher places. He lives in anything, in anywhere, everywhere. 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 17 says, now the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise and honor God, glory forever and ever. He deserves your praise. He deserves it. He's exalted. He's exalted among all your problems. He's exalted among all your situations. He's awesome. He's beauty in the name of Jesus. So now, when you shout for joy, again, upon the basis and the testimony of Paul and Silas, when you shout for joy, your enemies tremble. Hallelujah. Your enemies shake. Oh God. According to 1 Samuel chapter 4 verses 7. When you shout for joy, every wall of opposition falls down in the name of Jesus. It happened in 1 Samuel chapter 4 verses 5. The walls of Jericho fell down out of shout for joy. So today, I give you another opportunity by the permission of Papa to shout for joy. Let every form, let every wall fall down in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. When you shout for joy, prison doors are forced open. That is what happened between in the case of Paul and Silas. Baby, be a yedi wa koshe. I'm not be a yedi wa shem. Ebi wa ho ani yane se. Obi akuma mu na wose. Se di ebe ya akumanu mu na wose. Na akumanu jine se nkabribi nyawu. I pray in the name of Jesus, as you shout for joy, may those prison doors be open in the name of Jesus. Let those bandages and bands be loosed in the mighty name of Jesus. When you shout for joy, God will arise and scatter the enemies in the name of Jesus. And when you shout for joy, and this is my favorite, the heavens open. Hallelujah! 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 When you shout for joy, hallelujah, amen. Jesus, when you shout for joy, signs and wonders are produced in the name of Jesus. When you shout for joy, generations benefit from you. Hallelujah. If we say, would you need Jebia Besha Abusianimo? That's any genetic effort, generation to generation. Still, and my last one is, when you shout for joy, there is always victory. As in the case of Joshua, as in the case of Paul and Silas, when you shout for joy, there is always victory. Are you ready for victory? Are you ready for victory? Are you ready for victory? Let me see you now that you are ready to shout for joy, that you are ready to shout for joy, that you are ready to shout for joy. Say hallelujah! 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 El kunim dia vivo! Ever, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus Christ, amen. In the name of Jesus.
Presbyterian hymn number 270. Cristo asa fo amusa ne pa amo asa mo mo. This is your song. Shout it, sing it. De wo pe mo mo. Let's go to verse 3. We are ending with verse 3. Seigneur. Am I singing to Presbyterians? Hey, pastor, run away. Pastor, run away. Where are the Presbyterians? Who are you, a Presbyterian? Are you a Presbyterian? Hey, oh, yeah, come on.
Amen. Amen. Amen.